Welcome to Reflecting God. I have visited many majestic temples and sanctuaries with awe-invoking architecture. However, I have also worshipped in modest structures, like a simple brush arbor on the outskirts of Monrovia, Liberia. God's presence was real in that place because it was a dwelling place for Him. It is wonderful to be where God is present. As the psalmist said, "Lord, I love the house where You are, the place where Your glory dwells." Paul makes the matter personal when he describes individuals as the temple of God. He has begun with a sure foundation, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. The building materials, gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, will be tested with fire, and their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. This unmistakably refers to the ultimate day of judgment. How incredible it is to be a temple of God. We must know the cleansing, purifying power of God's Holy Spirit to become a sanctuary. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.